This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to Godly the Rudia. The Rudia.
Today's a hot mess. Today's such a hot mess.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. It is Friday. Once again, thank goodness. I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Nudia, what up, doe?
TGIF, hello. Hey.
So Lollapalooza just ended. I was at NABJ listening to Donald Trump. You were across the street.
In the crowds with the music. And the...
Yes, running around Grant Park at Lollapalooza. You were interviewing artists for Vocalo, strictly working, not having any fun.
Strictly,
right?
Yeah. No, they do have like a happy hour for press.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Where they give us half a sandwich and, you know, it's really nice.
Not complaining. I think
like it was like one day.
Tell us how you really feel.
They gave us like a hard boiled egg. I felt like I was in Squid Games. I was like, thank you. I appreciate this.
Oh my God.
You know, so it was cute.
So today we're gonna hear your interview with another Chicago artist who was at Lollapalooza. You talked to them at the festival, at Grant Park as well, Godly the Ruler. And so Godly was born in Nigeria. Raised in Chicago, went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Let's talk about the sound of their music. They kind of have this like emo pop punk going on, right?
Yeah, and I asked them about that. And they attribute a lot of the emo alternative sound you hear in there to when they went to college.
Okay.
Because, of course, when you're living in Chicago, right, everyone raps. You have to know how to put down a couple bars.
Sure.
And they said that when they went off to college, that's kind of where they kind of felt the pocket of that alternative sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's that sound that's reminiscent of probably the early to mid-2000s.
Yes.
Alternative era. And it's really cool to hear some of that come back, and you could hear, you know, some of that inspiration in the music.
Yeah, it was also really cool to check out Godly's aesthetic, like their look. I remember just glancing at the imagery and I'm like, oh, this is like an old man.
Oh, because their hair was blonde.
Because they have this blonde mustache. And I'm with the glasses, with, you know, with the frames, and they're just like standing against the wall. I'm like, this is like an old man from Chicago.
Not the bifocals.
Exactly. And then I heard the interview. I'm like, this sounds like a young person, a very young person. And I had to go back and be like, okay, right. All the girlies are dyeing their hair gray and blonde these days. So that makes sense. So, yeah. So you spoke with Godly the Ruler before their set. Did you catch them afterward?
Yeah, I think we spoke to them a day before they actually went on. It was really cool. And they sound great. I think we're going to hear more from them.
Okay.
You know, good. I think like charting is kind of in the future for them.
Okay. So let's get into it. Here's Nudia's interview with Godly the Ruler. I'm so dramatic. Some
nice you don't. Hey, what's up? This is Godly the Ruler, and you're listening to Vocalo Radio.
It's Vocalo Radio backstage at Lollapalooza, here with Godly the Ruler. Hello.
Hi, what's up, Vocalo?
How are you doing?
I'm doing hot. I'm doing really sweaty. I'm doing more damp than I would like to be. But I'm good, all things considered. Yeah, I'm doing well.
No, same, same. But I was going to say, okay, this is a big flex. You've never been to Lollapalooza. Your first time here is to perform. What's up with that?
Yeah, it is kind of a crazy flex, right? No, but I mean, we all know Lollapalooza, it takes a little bit of coin to get through the door, and I've just never had enough coin. But funny enough, they were like, hey, you can just play the festival instead. So yeah, this is my first time here. So it's kind of, it's cool. It's a cool like way to make my way in the door, I guess, right?
Yeah, so you're working for your ticket.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm putting in a lot of work for sure.
I was looking through like articles talking about your music. A lot of people are talking about you this weekend. And people have used so many different words. I've seen like emo, EDM. I've seen like, right, like indie, like rock. Like, do you label your music or do you just enjoy like the vagueness of just creating?
Emo, dude, that is such a good one because it is so emo. I like that. You know, coming from like the Midwest, I really like Midwest emo stuff. I think it's cool. I think I'm very happy to like give it to the people to describe as they please. I think that's like a little bit of like why is it so vague. It's just like, you know, listen to it and like take from it what you will. You know, it's not my job to like, you know, categorize it. That's for y'all. So it's doing the thing, yeah.
Okay, so y'all are writing the articles, you worry about that, I'm just gonna create.
I'll just write the songs.
I was listening to your latest single, you called yourself dramatic. Did you really mean that?
yeah, I'm so dramatic. I feel like, it's so funny, because I didn't like, when I was like writing that, it was like, low-key kind of like meta, like, it was a meta line. It wasn't so much about me, but like also just as a person, I am dramatic. Today I've been like all drama because it's like 80 degrees and I keep like crying about it. I'm like, ah, it's so hot. So yeah, I'm very drama.
I love that you admit that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that too. I feel that inside. Okay, so a few years ago, you said that when you're like in your writing process, you don't actually write down your lyrics. Mm. Do you still work that way or have you like evolved a little bit more?
Oh, I definitely have evolved, and I don't know if we even have enough time to like really like go through all the kind of like things I've learned in the past year even. But yeah, I still think a lot of like me writing is like not being so like tactile and like so hook, chorus, verse, hook. I just like write sometimes, like if it's a cool, catchy thing that I think about when I'm like sitting in traffic or like when I'm waiting on food or whatever, wherever I'm at, just like little like quips here and there is like how I'll write some stuff, and then I'll sit down and I'll put like the quips together and then it ends up being a song, hopefully, if the Lord allows it. But yeah, it's just like really sporadic still, but it is definitely more refined, and I feel like I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing for sure now. It took a couple of years, but I know how to make a song now.
I love that. And you're, you know, the Chicago kid, right? Yeah. Like, who were, like, some of your inspiration? Like, who did you love listening to in the Chicago scene?
Like, a lot of the stuff that was coming up on, like, SoundCloud around, like, 2014, that was, like, what really hooked me. Like, Chance the Rapper, like, Save Money as a whole, Lucky, Warhol, Hurt Everybody. Some of those people, like, when I was in, like, freshman in high school, were, like, really, like, whoa, like I want to do what they're doing. And yeah, those are a couple like Chicago people that I'm very fond of, I guess.
And you said when you went to University of Madison, right, that's kind of where you picked up more of an alt sound, like you got like in your alternative bag a little bit more,
right?
Would you recommend Chicago artists move to like different places to like range their sound in?
God, no. Not like, I mean, you could, but, like, don't, like, turn, not like it's turning your bag, but, like, you don't have to leave Chicago to, like, get in your bag. You can get in your bag in Chicago and, like, develop in Chicago and, like, learn a lot in Chicago. It just, literally, I was forced. I had to. I was, like, I went there for school, so I was, like, bound to go somewhere else, so I didn't really have a choice. But it all worked out. But I don't want people to think that you have to leave Chicago to like become like the artist you want to be or like whatever. You can like do that here. People should realize that more. You can like do that in Chicago.
That's a good message. I was watching this interview you did, and I think the interview was like 30 minutes long, and the whole interview,
that was a long one.
It was. I was doing my makeup, so it was all good. Like I had it on YouTube. But the whole interview, you were making dinner. And like the whole interview, you were making your dinner.
Whoa.
So it really had me thinking, like, after you perform, if you had to go home and make yourself some dinner, what are you making? Like, what are you cooking up?
Probably like I've been like trying to eat like more like fresh stuff now that I'm like touring more, just because it's like it's really easy to like eat bad or not eat at all when you're like traveling a lot. So I've been like really into just like salads and like salad bowls. I found this one really good salad on the road like a couple months ago, and I found the recipe card online. So I've just been making, it's like this pesto chicken and Parmesan like salad thing. So after a show, I'd probably like, I don't want to eat anything like greasy because I'm already so tired, and it'd probably just like make me feel like a zombie or something. So I'd probably eat like a pesto chicken parm salad thing. Yeah.
That's a great like health tip for today.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's just easy to like eat whatever when you're like traveling and you're so busy, but like find like one good thing and like stick to it and then never let it go ever.
Just in life, just with everything. Food, yeah. Love, yeah. Music. Yeah. So you are a big fan of Chance.
Right.
You said before you're a big fan of Paramore.
Yeah.
If you could only do a collab with one of them, who are you picking?
Paramore.
Oh my gosh!
So I don't even have to think about
it. Not the Chicago people in the comments.
Oh no, wait, but like, still, Paramore, everybody's gonna understand why. Everybody's gonna understand why. Literally this morning, I saw like a clip on Instagram Reels randomly, whatever. And it was like Hayley Williams singing like Still Into You. And I was just like, yeah, she's just like generational. Like Paramore is a generational band for like every like alt like person, every like, you're like, yeah, I could like go on for a really long time. Paramore.
I know you have to perform at some point this weekend.
Yeah, I got save my vocal cords and stuff.
Save the voice. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. We look forward to seeing your set tomorrow. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. All right.
All right.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to Godly the Ruler. That was fun, Nudia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can hear more interviews like this one at our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org, or listen on your radio at 91.1 FM. You can also catch Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Nudia's interview was produced by Morgan Sioka with support from Abigail Harrison and Mindy Kong. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, write us a rating, write us a review. If you write that review on Apple Podcasts, we will give you a shout out, special shout out right here on the show. It helps more people find The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Have a nice weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.